presidential candidate Senator Joe Biden have their own thoughts about the state of the war on this fourth anniversary. Senator Biden, good morning.
Good morning, Harry. How are you?
I'm well. Let's talk about what Secretary Rice just had to say about sacrifice. Is this sacrifice thus far worth it?
Well, it's the wrong sacrifice. I mean, look, every single thing we've asked our troops to do, they've done, and they've done well, Harry, but there's a fundamental flaw here. The underlying strategy of the administration is mistaken. That is to set up this strong central government that's going to dominate and going to be a democracy from Baghdad, when in fact that's not possible.
Let me interrupt just a second, because one of the other things she said was the Iraqis are getting stronger and the Iraqis are taking more responsibility. Do you see that?
No, I don't see that. And here's the question you have to ask yourself, Harry. There's a self-sustaining cycle of sectarian violence. Who's getting stronger? Who's she talking about when she says the Iraqis? Look, history teaches us, as well as our experience in Bosnia, that the only way you end sectarian violence is you either occupy a country, you bring back a dictator, you let them expire by killing one another, or you have a decentralized federal system. These guys are pushing a rope, this administration. The Constitution of the Iraqis calls for a decentralized government. You got to give these people breathing room. You got to, like we did in Bosnia, we separated the parties. Mm-hmm. We've had 20,000 troops there for the last 10 years. No American has been killed. The genocide has stopped, and now they're reuniting as a country. This is a failed strategy backed up by a very bad tactic of surging more troops.